Hello and welcome. This is Charles from Football Around the Clock for your weekly Bayern moment. Everything about FC Bayern München and a little bit about other talks around the soccer world. Well, let's get started with news. According to 90 Minutes, reporter Ben Carter talks about Bayern Munich prioritized Ajax manager Erik ten Hag as the next appointment in Bavaria. And this is, I think, due to the possibility if Niko Kovac does not win the double, if he loses the Bundesliga in the last two games, or if he loses the Leipzig in the DFB Pokal, that Bayern Munich will be looking elsewhere to bring their club back to dominance. And it looks like they have their manager in mind in Erik ten Hag. He's done a fantastic job this season with Ajax, a team that no one expected to be there. If you don't know, ten Hag was with Bayern Munich as the a reserve coach under a couple years under Heynckes and also under Pep Guardiola, and he learned a lot of Pep Guardiola's training techniques. And I think that when he left and went back to Holland, and now with Ajax in Holland, he implemented a lot of that. He has a lot of young players that he was able to mold and grow. And I think with Bayern rebuilding and becoming younger as players seem to retire and or will be let go this summer to get younger talent and more energized talent and more skilled players again, beef up their defense, that he might be the right man for the job. Right now, I don't really have an opinion on this. I'm usually not the type of person to ditch coaches after a half a season or just 1 year. You have to give a coach a chance to implement their system, bring in players and implement a new group, a new thinking before you just kick them to the curb. So, yes, Niko Kovac had somewhat of a rough year, but was it really his problem? Or was it that in another article I read that the players revolted, mostly the older players, your Robins, Ribéry's, Müller, which was what I heard was a big one that was in charge of the so-called rebellion, that they didn't want to change from the old system. And the same thing happened with Ancelotti a couple years ago when, same thing, they revolted against him because they didn't like his training style. They didn't like his tactics. And so they revolted. It ended up getting Ancelotti fired. Heynckes came in, took over, and salvaged the season. They hired Niko Kovac over the summer. He started off great with like 5 wins in a row. And then a little bit of bump in the road. I didn't think it was so bad, but the fans were just going nuts in Germany over a couple ties and like 2 losses in a 4-week span. And then he got it rolling again, had another like 5 or 6 win streak, game win streak. Another bump in the road here lately with a couple draws, exited early in the Champions League. I'm not sure if this was all Kovac's fault. We did have injuries with Robin and Ribéry. Tolisso went down. He's been out most of the season. Koeman's been out in and out of the starting lineup due to injury. Manuel Neuer hasn't been completely healthy, and he's out again with injury. So there's a lot of factors. This is why I'm kind of unsure of, do you get rid of a coach just because he didn't have this dominance that the Bayern Munich fans are used to the last 6 years? I don't know. My personal opinion is no, you don't get rid of a guy that was successful and actually took it to you, Bayern Munich in the DFB Pokal last season. Everybody says, well, that's only one game. Well, guess what? Bayern win trophies, and that one game with Heynckes, the king of Bayern, as managers, so to speak, couldn't beat him. So is it really Kovac or is it the players? And now we will find out as these players move on and we get younger players in. On the other hand, do you pass up an opportunity with a coach that has somewhat proven himself? He's not there yet. He's in the semifinals of the Champions League. He had a 1-0 win at Tottenham. Goal scoring was kind of an issue in that game. They dominated the game for the most part. Tottenham did come back in the second half and put a lot of pressure. They had some good moments on Ajax. But for the most part, Ajax looked like the better team. It should have been, in my opinion, a 3-0, 4-0, maybe a 3-1, 4-1 win for Ajax, and they should have iced it where there was no debate going into the second leg. But they let Tottenham hang on. We will see what happens in Amsterdam this coming week if Ajax can hold on and move on to the Champions League final. I don't know what everybody's opinions are out there of coaches that might replace Niko Kovac, but in the news right now, that is the number one that Bayern has prioritized, Erik ten Hag from Ajax in the Dutch league, Eredivisie, to be their next coach if Niko Kovac does not succeed in the next few weeks of winning hardware for Bayern Munich. Moving on, the team also has announced that Frank Ribery will be leaving the club this summer. After 12 years with the Bavarian Giants and winning numerous trophies, Frank Ribery will be moving on. Karl-Heinz Rummenigge was also keen to pay tribute to the Frenchman as well as his fellow departing teammate, Arjen Robben. And they said next in the 2020 season, they will have a tribute game which will honor both players at the Allianz Arena the same way they did with Bastian Schweinsteiger this past year. So Bayern Munich will be moving on from Ribery and Robben. That has been officially confirmed. Other departures possibly in the news are Jerome Boateng, who said he was still keen on moving to PSG. We will see what actually happens in the summer, but I have him penciled in as being out of Bayern Munich, especially with the signings of Pavard, Lucas Hernandez, Arp from Hamburg, and possible Timo Werner from Leipzig, but he's an attacker. But with Lucas Hernandez and Arp and Pavard, I don't think there's really any room for Boateng in the lineup anymore. He's a little bit on the age side also, like Robin Ribery. He's lost a step. That also could mean with all these signings on defense, because Bayern Munich is also interested in, as I saw this week, as they are interested in Matthijs de Ligt from Ajax, also another defender. But I'm not sure if Bayern Munich will be willing to pay over 75 million euros for him after paying 80 million euros for Hernandez. And when what Bayern needs, yes, we need to build the defense, which we have done, but Bayern really needs to start building some offense again. We need goal scoring. So, Boateng, I'm putting him as out of Bayern Munich. Another rumor, Hummels could be moving on with these signings. Süle has been linked with possible move to Manchester United, which I don't think will happen. I think Bayern Munich will probably hold on to Süle at the time being. He's a young talent, a big defender in the middle, a big presence, and I don't think Bayern Munich will sell him to Manchester United. So I think he will end up staying. There's other on the transfer news is Ziyech from Ajax also. It seems like Bayern and every other club in the world is going to pick players from Ajax this year. So Ajax better win everything. They better win their league and they better win the Champions League trophy this year, because their coach and many of their players most likely will not be there next year, and they will be in a rebuilding for 2020. But reports coming out of Europe is Tottenham are reportedly ready to battle Bayern for Hakim Ziyech this summer. Ziyech is a standout midfielder with scoring 18 goals and had 15 assists across all competitions so far, with a couple games left. The 26-year-old has impressed Tottenham as he played against them, and he's on Tottenham's watch list. But he has also, for the last few months, since Bayern played against Ajax in the group stage twice, have come to know and love a few of their players. Ziyech is one of them, to maybe come in and solidify some scoring, along with possible, we've heard Timo Werner has agreed in principle with Bayern, but nothing in Germany, nothing coming out of Leipzig, nothing coming out of Bayern Munich has said there's been any agreement or any talk with Timo Werner. But if that's the case, and they can get Ziyech also, that's two prolific goal scorers. Along with, I know they're also interested in, from Ajax, Van de Beek, but I don't see him coming. I don't see Bayern spending a lot of money like Real Madrid or Manchester United or Manchester City or Chelsea to get all these players. I think we'll get a couple elite players like that. Like, we've already signed Lucas Hernandez for 80 mil. So, and then going after the coach, maybe Ziyech is the next big player we can spend on. And then I see us moving down the ranks and getting some younger players like Nicolas Pepe from Lille. He's a young player. They said Bayern is still interested in Hudson Odoi from Chelsea, even though he has an Achilles injury. I don't see Chelsea giving him up. They're fighting hard to keep him. They want him around, and I don't see Bayern shelling out money for him after if they are going to sign Timo Werner and De Ligt and Ziyech. That's going to be, I think that's doubtful. There's also been a rumor that possibly Gundogan from Man City could be coming to Bayern, only due to contract issues that he is having with Manchester City at this time. But I don't see that happening either. You know, these are all things I'm just looking up in the news and coming out of Europe for those that don't really pay attention to European football much, but want to keep up on Bayern Munich. That these are all rumors from the magazines and the podcasts and newspapers and the televisions coming out of Europe and what's been going on. Let's keep going down the list of possibles possibly coming into Bayern Munich. I know Bayern Munich was interested in Dybala 6 months to a year ago. I think that is over. So Man U, I know, is very interested in him. So I think Dybala will probably be leaving Juve and going to Man U or somewhere in England. I don't think he's coming to Bayern Munich. Another one is Rakitic from Barcelona. I haven't heard anything lately on that. That was last fall when all that came about, and I haven't heard anything, so I don't think that's going to happen. Also, there was one article saying Gareth Bale might be interested in Bayern Munich, but I don't see why Bayern Munich would be going for another older player when they are getting rid of Ribery and Robin. So I don't see that happening, or Bayern Munich willing to pay out the money that Real Madrid most likely will be asking for. So coming down to the wire here, transfers coming up this summer, Like I said, a lot of these are rumors, but we've already signed Pavard, Hernandez, and Arp, all defenders. Apparently, we're in talks for Werner. We want Ziyech. We want from Ajax. We want De Ligt from Ajax. Nicolas Pepe from Lille, and another one that is most likely to happen if Roma already rejected one offer for 35 mil, I believe it was, for Nicola Zaniolo from AS Roma. I don't know if Bayern's going to be willing to go over that to pay for him, but that's another that player that Bayern is interested in. They've already made one offer, like I said, and Roma rejected it. So we'll see what happens there. But I know we've already signed three players. We have about four more, five more in the works that we're looking at because we need replacements. We need depth. So we need replacements, players on their way out. We know Robin. We know Ribéry. I'm pretty sure on Boateng. James, my opinion, he will not be here next year. And personally, good riddance. He's a whiner. He sat on the bench at Real Madrid. There's got to be a reason why. He came to Bayern. Yes, Heynckes, everybody said, rejuvenated his career, whatever. He hasn't really proven it to me. He whines and cries that he doesn't get playing time. We put him in there, and zippo, he doesn't show up. No goals, no nothing. He's non-existent, especially in the big games. He goes away, so there was something that Real Madrid saw, and they were willing to loan him out. He's had some sparks. He had some good games under Heynckes. He has had one or two good games under Niko Kovac, but for the most part, when he's in there, he does pretty much nothing. And I am not a James fan. Let him go back to Real Madrid, and don't waste your money on him, Bayern Munich. Let's move on. Rafinha looks like he might be on his way out too. It's been kind of back and forth. He said he wants to go back to Brazil, and he's had talks with, I believe it was Flamengo, to get on with Flamengo. Then there's other reports says no, now I want to stay. So we don't really know. But he said he wants playing time. He will never be a starter with Bayern Munich. So if he wants playing time, I would let Rafinha go also. Hummels is another question mark. If we're signing a lot of these defenders, he might be one that we could afford to release also. Sanchez, another player who it seemed like under Niko Kovac's career got rejuvenated, and he had a great Champions League against his former club Benfica in the fall. But since then, I don't know what it was. It seems like when he was in there, he was doing very well. He adapted well to Niko Kovac's system. But I don't know what happened, and he ended up back on the bench and not much playing time. He's frustrated, and he told Bayern management he wants out. So I look for him to be traded again, possibly going back to Benfica or to another club. I know, I believe Juventus said they might be interested in him. I'm not sure. So that's another player to watch to see if he will be out at Bayern Munich. Again, with the coaching, let's stay on the transfer market. With the coaching, I kind of feel Niko Kovac should stay. Give him a chance. 1 year is not enough. Let him bring in these players that we're trying to sign and see if he can work his magic the same way he did at Frankfurt. I know there's some doubts by management, mostly on the Champions League side, that he was too reserved, played too much defense, didn't challenge Liverpool. And I know Karl-Heinz Rummenigge was very critical of that, saying, "This is Bayern Munich. We're one of the top three clubs in the world. And we acted like we are scared against Liverpool and we sat back and were afraid." And he goes, "That is not Bayern Munich ball. We don't care who we play. We attack. We attack and we attack." And so I think after being ousted by Liverpool in the Champions League is what really put the doubt in Karl-Heinz Rummenigge about Niko Kovac. he keeps saying, well, we'll see what happens. Let him finish the season and if he can win trophies. But I think what it is, if he drops one of these trophies, specifically the DFB Pokal against Leipzig, he might be on his way out. And even if he keeps them, this, again, like I said, in the news, with that they are very interested in and talking to Ajax already about Ten Hag, I don't know if Niko Kovac is going to be able to save his job no matter what he does in the last 3 weeks. So we will see. The rumor mill, which I think is laughable, according to One Football, Mourinho was a candidate. I'm here to say, guys, Mourinho will never, ever step foot into Bayern Munich. We don't want a disastrous manager like Mourinho. We don't need an ego like Mourinho. Is he talented in the past? Yes. He hasn't done anything lately. He hasn't been able to rebuild Manchester United with all the money they have and the big name players they have. He couldn't do it. In the past, he did with Real Madrid, with Chelsea, with Real Madrid, and then with Inter Milan, which we all know he defeated our Bayern Munich in the 2010 Champions League final 2-0. We've heard of Arsene Wenger. I don't think that'll ever happen. Jurgen Klopp, a possibility in the future. But my personal opinion about Jurgen Klopp is that he hasn't won anything. He's won two Bundesliga championships when he first got to Borussia Dortmund. Ever since then, Bayern's dominated him, including the Champions League final in London in 2013. I can't really say he hasn't done anything. He's gotten to two Champions League finals and a Europa Cup final. Unfortunately, he's come away with no hardware, losing to Atletico Madrid a few years ago in the Europa Cup, and then last year to Real Madrid in the Champions League final. So I'm not sure about Jurgen Klopp coming to Bayern Munich. I don't know. I think he's a great guy. He has energy. He has spunk. He loves gegenpressing for his defense, turnover, and he's high-paced, fast-paced. But he has the same issue that Guardiola has, the same issue that Bayern has right now, which is those are all great. And it's all the possession style. You play so high up that your defense is susceptible to the counterattack or a lot of pressure. And I think that's the big issue with Jurgen Klopp. Another one that I've heard of, well, everybody knows Thomas Tuchel. My personal opinion, I would stay away from Thomas Tuchel. He had kind of a toxic relationship in Dortmund. We don't need that in Bayern Munich. He plays the same style as Tuchel, which everybody knows they both came from Mainz in the Bundesliga, and maybe that's how they train their coaches there and bring up their coaches. But he's another one that so far hasn't been able to do it. He became the coach of PSG this past season, hoping to bring them Champions League glory, and he got knocked out early in the Champions League. He also took his team to the French Cup and did not win that. So I have question marks on him too. Plus, he stated that he wants a renewed contract with PSG. I've heard Hasenhüttl, but I don't think he would be a great fit. He's a very vigorous style coach. I like his coaching style. I like his attack, but I just don't think he's a fit for Bayern Munich. Another one is Mark van Bommel, who took over for PSV Eindhoven and has done a magnificent job so far. They're battling Ajax to win the Eredivisie in Holland, and we'll see what happens there. Everybody knows he was a former Bavarian player, was on the 2013 Champions League team, and a great defender. But right now, it sounds like if Kovac goes, it will be Ten Hag from Ajax. Stay tuned on that. We will fill you in as more developments unfold in the next few weeks. All right. We're coming down to the end of the 2018-2019 campaign. Some call it a very rocky season for Bayern Munich, but I call it more of Bayern Munich coming back down to earth. I've been a Bayern Munich fan since 1970. Now you can kind of know how old I am. Actually, I was 5 years old in 1970, and I've watched them through the 70s, those dominant teams, which a lot of people don't really realize. They didn't really dominate the Bundesliga that much in the 1970s. That was Borussia Mönchengladbach. Yes, Bayern Munich did win three European Cups, as they called it back then, which is we now know is the Champions League. But did you know that two of those cups, Bayern Munich did not finish first? And one time, Bayern Munich finished 10th in the league. And they were still in the cup because the cup holder is automatically in the competition for the next season. And that is why Bayern Munich won it 3 years in a row back in those days. But we've had a great success the last 6, 7, 8 years with this regime: Robin, Ribery, Schweinsteiger, Lahm, Mueller, Boateng, Neuer. It's been a great run, but we're just coming back down to where Bayern Munich used to be before Heynckes and before Guardiola. Bayern Munich did not win the league by more than, I think their top was like 67 points was their highest. And now, the last 6, 7 years, we Bayern Munich fans think this is the norm, 80s, 90s points, per season and dominating. I'm sorry, folks, that is not football. Bayern Munich, I contribute this thing to two things. Bayern Munich was on a high. They were one of the best clubs in all of Europe, or in my opinion, all of the world. And the Bundesliga in the last 6 or 7 years has kind of slowly dropped. And I don't think the competition was as tough as it was in the early 2000s, the 90s, the 80s, the 70s. And I think those two factors contributed. Yes, we are a dominant team. Heynckes and Guardiola made us one of the most dominant and prolific teams in the world. However, I was telling fans, don't get used to this. This is an anomaly. We're going to go back down to earth like everybody else has this year. If you really look at the other leagues, with Spain and England is in the same boat. Teams come crashing back down to earth from this big high we've had the last like decade. And now you're seeing points start dropping with as competition. Well, one is players get older on these big teams and they start transferring. And also as competitions and money at the lower level has been increasing, which is making it harder. So do I blame Niko Kovac for this season? No, I don't. I put most of the blame on the players. One, because in fall, after a couple of hiccups, they tried rebelling the same way they did against Ancelotti, and they got Ancelotti fired. The older players tried to do the same thing with Niko Kovac, but this time management was smart and decided, you know what? You guys are only players. You don't run the team. You have no decision making in the team. That is us management, and he is our manager. We are sticking with him. They had to knuckle down and actually get back to playing ball, which they did. We ended up going on big win streaks. We ended up passing Dortmund for the lead in the league. We're in the DFB Pokal final. So let's see what happens. Don't expect 80, 90 plus points a season anymore, or at least not in the near future. Bayern Munich is in a rebuilding phase. We're getting younger. I still think we're going to be prolific and dominant as a dominant team in Europe. We will be, I don't think, crashing out in the round of 16 for a few years anymore. I think this was a wake-up call. We're going to get players in and possibly a new manager, which I'm still kind of, my verdict is out. I think we should stick with Kovac, but we will see. At least making it to the quarterfinals, if not the semifinals. But obviously, as a Bayern Munich fan, making it to the final and adding more trophies to our trophy case. So just my advice, fans, calm down. It's been an anomaly. It's been a great last 10 to 12 years, but we're not a horrible club. Our points are back down to where they used to be, and we were still a dominant team in Europe back then, and we went to Champions League finals back then, not in 80-plus or 90-plus points a season. So let's stop harping on how many points we get and how close it is. We're 1 point or 2 points up. Now we're 4 points up on Dortmund. Personal opinion, I like a close race. It's good for Bayern Munich. It's good for the league. It shows that it's a tougher league and that the league is growing again. And that's what we want. I don't like Bayern Munich personally blowing the league away and winning it in April by 15 points. Nobody wants to see that. Except for Bayern Munich fans probably, but nobody in the world wants to see that. And I'm a Bayern Munich fan and I don't like seeing that. I like to win trophies, but I want to win them close. I want competition. Yes, when we play the competition, let's beat them. But then that competition has to step up and quit choking and keep up with Bayern Munich to make it a tight race. Because I believe if you look at Spain, if you look at England, the two leagues that are above us in the standings as the one and two leagues in the world, that they do well in Europe because of their close competition that they have in their leagues. So it's been a interesting season, but I think this is a back down to earth or normal season, unlike the ones that we've had the last few years. Well, that's all I have this week for our Bayern moment. Stay tuned and we'll cover more news and transfers and talk about the games at the end of the season coming up, which this weekend is at home against Leipzig. Then after that is Eintracht Frankfurt to end the season. And then the big one, the DFB Pokal against Leipzig once again. Until then, guys, have a great week and remember to listen to Football Around the Clock. And this is Charles for your Bayern moment. Hello, welcome to this week's edition of Bayern Moment. This is your host Charles, also co-host of Football Around the Clock. Join us weekly for that also. This week we're going to be talking about the Bayern versus Leipzig match. We're also going to talk about some retirements, injury updates, the new kit reveal, and the upcoming matches and standings. So let's get right to it. Bayern was away this week at Leipzig, which I personally thought was a decent game. Most people out there have heard a lot of horrible game. This is horrible for Bayern and we shouldn't have drawn. And this is what championship leagues and championship matches are about. You don't win by 15 points in April every year. Folks, get over it. It's done and gone. You're not going to see that anymore, or at least you're not going to see it for a long time to come. We're going to win by in the 70 points range now, and it's going to be closer. One, the Bundesliga got stronger. Two, Bayern's in a transition phase. So the days of the complete dominance and big points is over. Get used to it. And personally, I didn't like the domination days because it made the Bundesliga look boring and weak. Now we look tough. We look as strong as the EPL coming down to the wire. Who's going to win it? We all know who's going to win it. It's going to be our Bayern Munich this weekend against Frankfurt. But let's get to the game. We were away to Leipzig, and one thing I want to go over a little bit is the rosters. For Leipzig, you know, no big changes there. Galassi in goal, Halsenberg, Orban, Kanadi, and Klostermann in the back, Demme in the holding position, Lehmer and Sabitzer on the wings, Forsberg attacking mid, Werner and Poulsen up top. Good, strong rotation right there. I really like Klostermann. I think he's an outstanding right back, and I think he did a good job against Bayern this past weekend. Forsberg's also strong as usual. Lehmer actually had a pretty good game also. For Bayern Munich, Ulreich was in goal for the injured Manuel Neuer. We had Alaba, Hummels, Süle, and Kimmich in the back. Goretzka and Thiago were in the holding. Gnabry, Müller, Coman in the mid, and Louis up top. The only really change for Bayern was Gnabry and Coman switched sides. Usually Coman is on Ribery's left side and Gnabry's on Robin's right side. In this game they swapped him, and I don't know the reason why Kovac did that. It was okay. It worked okay, I guess. Our attack was still pretty strong, but I think I prefer them on their natural sides. Maybe he was trying something new to see if their capabilities could play on either side. I'm not sure, but that was really the only major change for Bayern Munich. Not much in the first half. It was back and forth. Bayern came out hammering at first, and then they had Leipzig on their heels for a while. Then Leipzig came back strong towards the end of the first half. Starting the second, Bayern hit it hard again, and seemed like Bayern took over the game in the second half, had majority of the possession, majority of the shots, just couldn't get it in the back of the net. And the one we did, the Goretzka goal in the 52nd, was overturned by a horrible, horrible, horrible VAR call. And I'll say it again, horrible. Are you kidding me? A toe. That is not offsides. That is even. I don't know who the people in the booth are. I saw it from 3-4 different angles. He was even. A toe? Are you kidding me? And I'm here to, I'll put it on record, folks. I hate VAR. I hate electronics in any sports. Let the players play, let the coaches coach, and let the refs. They're not going to see it all. The only reason cameras see it all, because there's 100 cameras in the stinking stadium and you only have 4 refs. Of course the camera's going to catch everything. I am against it. The only thing I'm for electronic goal, no goal. The goal, the electronic goal was great. No goal or goal, perfect. That's all you need. Anything inside the pitch should be up to the ref. If he misses something, he misses something. Who cares? Why are we calling penalties on a video? Who cares? It's really not going to make that much of a difference. The only time it might is maybe around the 18. The rest of it, who cares? This is petty. And offsides, we've got to change the offsides rule. This is stupid. A toe? They're even. Look at their bodies. They were dead even. I disagree with the call. I think Bayern got robbed. That's really all I got to say about it. I can do another segment all on VAR one day if you want me to, but I think VAR sucks, and I am totally against VAR. Totally against VAR. Other than that, the only other... Gnabry had a good shot later in the game, rang off the bar. It was close, just a little bit high, off that bar, a little bit lower. Could have been 1-0 because it did beat the keeper. He couldn't get there. I know Klostermann had a chance. Lehmer had a chance. Oh, and Poulsen came in and had a great chance. And I think he rang one off the bar too, because I think he beat Ulreich. So it could have been... us 1-0, them 1-0, or 1-1. So It was a good, hard-fought game. I'm disappointed in the draw, however. We couldn't clinch the championship this weekend. But this weekend, this coming weekend against Frankfurt, this is our time to raise the Schale. So I thought it was a good game. I know a lot of you guys out there didn't. The other thing is, in the second half, he brought on Ribery, brought on Robin for a little swan song away from home before they end their tenure in Munich this coming Saturday. All right, so I don't know what you guys think out there. I've heard a lot of naysayers again with Bayern, and Kovac needs to go. I don't know. He might stay, he might go. I talked about that last week. I'll talk about that in another show again coming up when the season's over. We'll get into more transfers again and all that. The other news this week was retirements. Ribery announced that he will be leaving the club. We already know Robin and Ribery, and then as of yesterday, the 14th of May, Rafinha announced his departure at the end of the season from Bayern Munich. It was a wonderful, touching moment in his press conference talking about his mother, and his mother telling him what type of person to be a good person, to be respectful, and to always cherish the memories at Bayern Munich and the friendships you've made. What a wonderful, heartfelt moment. We wish you all the luck, Rafinha, wherever you end up. Good luck in the rest of your career. You're a wonderful human being. You're a great left back. And I hope wherever you go, you have a chance to be a starter on your next club. We wish you well. So that's three that will be leaving Bayern Munich so far at the end of the season. We're still unsure. Most likely will be Boateng also is another one. So that should make it four. We're still unsure about Sanchez. And a couple other players that could end up leaving at the end of the season. But right now, Robin said goodbye, Ribery said goodbye, and Rafinha said goodbye. Their swan songs will be next week against Frankfurt. Unsure if Rafinha is going to start or if he's going to come off the bench in the second half. But if I was Kovac, I know we're going for a trophy. But let's do the right thing. I would start Robin. I would start Ribery in the place of Gnabry and Coman, and then bring them off in the second half and give them their round of applause and their swan song before we head off to Berlin for the DFB Pokal final. Wonderful, wonderful players, wonderful years. Help give us Champions League trophies, Bundesliga trophies, DFB Pokal trophies. Wonderful, wonderful era in Bundesliga history coming to an end. We look forward to the next chapter with new players coming in and hopefully making this next generation just as great as this past one. And hopefully we can win more Champions League hardware. At least that's my goal. Bundesliga is always pretty much not a given, but pretty much a given that we're going to be in the hunt for that. DFB Pokal, same thing. It's that Champions League trophy that is eluding us. So 2013 was 7 years ago. So it is time we get back and win it again and bring that trophy home. Okay, a couple some injury updates. Manuel Neuer did say he's working hard, he's running, he's training hard, and he wants to return for the Frankfurt game to finish the season. We will see how that goes. He said he is hopeful, but it is not his decision. We hope he will be in net because Frankfurt is fighting for a Champions League spot after their drop on points, losing to Mainz this past weekend 2-0. Maybe that game against Chelsea going to extra time and then PKs in the Europa Cup final wore him out a little bit, and Mainz came up to bite him. So I expect a strong Frankfurt team this weekend, and even though they're on the road at the Allianz Arena, I don't think They're just going to sit back and play defense. They're going for a Champions League spot. Even if they lose, they're going to the Europa Cup. So I think they're has nothing to lose. They're going to be going for it. And I think they're going to be a strong opponent for Bayern Munich this weekend. So to win the trophy, we're going to have to play like champions, and we cannot drop points in this one. Because Dortmund is away to Borussia Mönchengladbach, and I am a Gladbach fan this weekend. Come on, Gladbach at home. Send Didier Hecking out with a victory over a regional rival. And yes, Didier Hecking is out at Borussia Mönchengladbach at the end of the season. As we move on to the end of the season here, a little bit in the standings, Bayern is sitting at top with 75 points, and they will host Frankfurt in the last game. Dortmund 2 points behind them. So Bayern, I guess they could draw and still win the championship, because we would be tied on points, but we have goal differential and we would win on goal differential. But that's not how we'd like to win. We would love to just defeat Frankfurt and hoist that trophy. Gladbach, Leipzig sitting in third. Gladbach is sitting in fourth with 55 points. And again, they host Dortmund. And then fifth is Bayer Leverkusen, also 55 points, but Gladbach has goal differential. They host, they are on the road, to Berlin. And then in sixth place right now is Frankfurt with 54 points. So if Gladbach and Bayer Leverkusen falter and Frankfurt defeat Bayern, they will move up into that Champions League spot also. So this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful last weekend. You also have Wolfsburg sitting in seventh place with 52 points. So they could potentially be, if they win and Leverkusen or Frankfurt lose, they could be in that Europa Cup spot. So we will have to see what happens here. That's why I think it's going to be very, very tough against Frankfurt, because one, they need to hold on to that sixth position, but they're also going for number four, which is the Champions League spot. So let's talk a little about this upcoming week with Frankfurt. Bayern Munich is home to Frankfurt. They will most likely be wearing their new kit coming this weekend, as they always do in traditional manner, which is a tribute to the Allianz Arena. If you have not seen it, it has the red diamonds in going across somewhat sideways on their new jerseys. It's another all red kit this year. Looks wonderful, but this host here, I'm not a fan of the all red, never have been. We look too much like Liverpool. I like to have our own identity. I personally like the red and white stripes, and I think the red and white stripes, I think, should be our main kit. And not all red. I know a lot of people think, well, all red's tradition. I've been watching Bayern Munich since 1970. I also went back and read some things, looked up photos of each year from when I was born in 1965 until now. And an all red uniform was not worn until 1975. And then it was from a few years in the 70s, a few years in the 80s, a few years in the 90s, a few years in the 2000s. But it wasn't the main kit like everybody thinks it is. Bayern Head doesn't have a main kit. It started out, we looked more like Hamburg. Our original kits were white jerseys with red shorts. Up until 1966, I believe. And then our one of our kits was blue and red stripes. Then after that, from the late 60s, early 70s, was red and white stripes. And then for two seasons, in 73 and 74 seasons, was similar to the uniform we had last season with red jersey with white pinstripes. Then we started going to red for two or three years, and then we'd go back to stripes, and then we'd go red, and then we'd go back to stripes, and we'd go red, go back to stripes. And even in the 90s, we had red and blue stripes. We had red jerseys with half blue stripes. We've had dark blue jerseys with red coloring. So this fashion where the fans over in Munich and Germany were complaining, holding the signs up this past year going, "We're not blue, we're red and white, get rid of the blue." Obviously don't know their history, because all red isn't the main kit that we've only used. It's been about a 50-50 between the all red kit and stripes. And personally, I love stripes. I don't like I said, I don't like the all red. We look like Liverpool. I don't like looking like other clubs. And I like the red and white stripes, the red shorts, and the red socks. I think that looks really cool. Or like we had last season with the red jerseys and white pinstripes. Either one, I like them all, whether it's the large stripes or the pinstripes. Something that gives us our own identity, that we don't look like someone else, and we look like Bayern Munich. That's my little rave on the new kits. It's a wonderful looking kit. It's just all red is not my preference. I prefer our own identity instead of looking like everyone else around football. There's so many clubs that are all red or have plain red jerseys. I wish we could, you know, be unique and do something different. So that's my little rave on that aspect of the new kit. But it is a new kit, at least for the next season, to honor the Allianz Arena. Okay, next up on the docket, besides the Frankfurt game, is the DFB Pokal against Leipzig once again in Berlin. I think that's going to be just as tough as a game as we had in Leipzig. And it could come down to another draw and then going into extra time and even to PKs. I wouldn't doubt that would happen. As hard as Leipzig's playing, and especially the way they play against Bayern Munich with that little edge they have and that little gritty style, and they don't back down. Our players are going to have to be up for it the next 2 weeks. These are trophies at hand now. This is do or die for Kovac and some of the other players that are on the bubble from being transferred or, you know, replaced with incoming players for a spot on the club next season. So we'll see how this next 2 weeks goes. The Frankfurt game is going to be tough. I mean, Luka Jovic, probably his last game with Frankfurt. Looks like Real Madrid is in negotiations with Frankfurt for him. So we will see what happens these next 2 weeks. It's not going to be easy. Don't expect blowouts. I'm expecting 2-1 type victory against Frankfurt. I'm expecting maybe the same thing versus Leipzig in the DFB Pokal final. This is what championship's all about. This is football, and I love it. Coming down to the wire, everybody's playing hard, and you got to earn championships, plain and simple. The players haven't done it this year. They've fallen short. Teams, I think, aren't as scared as they were of Bayern Munich, so I think they're playing more aggressive. I think they're playing more attacking football. So I don't blame everything on Kovac. I don't blame everything on the players. Yes, we faltered. There's times that we should have dominated and we didn't. But looking, going back and looking at film and highlights of the games this season, I think the other clubs are not scared of us like they used to be in the last 5-6 years. I really don't. They're not sitting back and just playing defense. Even look, we drew against Freiburg we drew against Nuremberg. They attacked. They didn't sit back and play defense and was scared of us. They attacked. And I think they finally realized to beat a possession style team is not to sit back. It's to attack that possession. And that is the weakness of possession ball, because the defense plays so high up and the defense plays more of an attacking role. They don't play defense the way they should. And I think teams are slowly starting to realize how to play against possession style teams like Bayern and Real Madrid and Barcelona and Manchester City and PSG. And how you beat them is you press them high and you turn over the ball and you counterattack. You attack, 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 attack. That's how you defeat a possession style team. Tottenham did it against Manchester City. Manchester City just won the EPL and Tottenham knocked them out in the Champions League semifinal because they attacked. They didn't sit back and play defense and was scared of Pep Guardiola's possession style tiki-taki. No, they attacked. How do you think Bayern Munich won the Champions League and ran through Barcelona in the Champions League semifinal in 2013? Is Guardiola's tiki-taki. We attacked. We attacked and we were fast at it. We attacked with numbers. That's how you beat them. Possession style teams aren't very good defensive teams. They have attacking mode defenders. They play up high. They try to press you high to make mistakes so they can keep the ball. But playing up high, they're vulnerable to the counterattack. And that's the issue. That's how we lost to Real Madrid in the semifinals. That's how we lost to Atletico Madrid in the semifinals. They weren't scared of us and sat back and took it. They attacked. Made us make the mistakes that we were trying to force them to make. And they ended up scoring the goals and winning. So these next two games to win these trophies are going to be character builders, and they're going to show us what this team or the players that are going to stay or the coach, if he stays, is made of. Are you going to be able to adapt? Because these two teams are going to attack. Frankfurt has everything to lose. They could be knocked out of Europe altogether with Wolfsburg sitting only 2 points back from them if they lose, depending on goal differential. So, and they're going, if they win, they're going for number four, which is a Champions League spot, not a Europa Cup spot. So they have everything to lose. So they are fighting for their European lives this weekend. So I don't expect this to be a Super Cup 4-1 blowout or what, you know, at the beginning of the season against Frankfurt. I think this is going to be a 1-1 going to extra times, maybe peak, you know. Well, it's not going to be PKs, but not even extra time. It could be a draw, and we win if Gladbach loses to Dortmund. We win on away goals. So don't expect a blowout. They're going to play tough, and they're going to attack just like Leipzig did. And the same thing in the DFB Pokal. Expect a tough, tough fight because Leipzig, they're not scared of Bayern. And they want trophies also. Last year they said it, and again this year they said it. They want to be Bayern's number one rival. And they're playing like they want to be Bayern's number one rival. They said they want to rival Bayern for trophies every single year. They're doing it this year. Okay, they took third in the Bundesliga, but they're in the DFB Pokal. Don't expect this to be a walk in the park. I think the DFB Pokal is going to go draw, maybe go into extra time again, maybe even PKs. I think it's going to be a tough match. And so if Kovach wants trophies and if he wants to save his job, he's going to have to play coach like it, and the players are going to have to play like it, because there are players that are on the bubble for being transferred if they don't play well this summer. So we'll have to see what happens there with some of these players that might leave, like Sanchez, or possibly Thiago, a Hummels, that could be on their way out due to performances and also due to players coming in. It's going to be a great 2 weeks, folks. Frankfurt for the Bundesliga, Leipzig for the DFB Pokal. Stay tuned. It's going to be a wild 2 weeks. This is your host, Charles, for Bayern Moment. We'll see you next time. Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Bayern Moment. This is your host, Charles, from Football Around the Clock. And this week we'll be discussing the game against Eintracht Frankfurt, the Bundesliga Championship, and the coming up game versus RB Leipzig in the DFB Pokal Final. Well, let's get right to it. This was a fantastic weekend for FC Bayern München, and especially for Frank Ribery and Arjen Robben. What a send-off against Eintracht Frankfurt. I personally thought this was going to be a tougher match for Bayern Munich. I kind of predicted a 2-1 victory for Bayern. I thought Frankfurt would come out playing solid defense and good attacking, but apparently I was wrong. I think Frankfurt faded down the stretch. They went all the way from fourth spot, which was the Champions League place, down to seventh, a Europa Cup qualifying position. And I think that was in due to their depth, their lack of depth. That playing in Europe this year and going all the way to the European Cup semifinal versus Chelsea, then taking them all the way to PKs before finally succeeding to them. I think it took a toll on Frankfurt, and I think they had really tired legs at the end of the season, and that's why they faded in the Bundesliga, and that's why I believe that this game at the Allianz Arena was not as close as I imagined it would have been. From the first whistle to the last whistle, Bayern Munich came out, and it was their game. They took it to them. Scoring in the 26th minute and then being relentless through the rest of the first half, just couldn't get another goal. They had a little lapse right after halftime in the 50th minute when Frankfurt scored to tie at 1-1. But after that, it was all Bayern Munich. They brought in Ribery, I think, in the 72nd minute, and then I think Robin in the 75th minute. And what a wonderful send-off, both of them scoring goals in their final Bundesliga game with FC Bayern München. And after that Ribery goal, when they showed Uli Hoeneß and Rummenigge in the stands, you could see Uli Hoeneß had tears in his eyes. And then the second goal with Robin, with Alaba coming across the middle, he could have taken the shot himself, but he saw Robin, passed it to him, and Robin just eased it into the back of the net for his 99th Bundesliga goal. What a fantastic moment for the entire Bayern München organization and their fans. And I know the players so wanted desperately to get Robin his 100th career goal. They tried the last 10 minutes of the game to get him to score and get the ball to him, but the Frankfurt defense just kind of knuckled down after that, which they already let in 5 goals, making it 5-1. And Robin was unable to get that 100th goal, so he finishes with 99 career Bundesliga goals. What a fantastic feat, and what a great feat for Bayern Munich, and what a fantastic day with 29 German champions under their belt now. 28 Bundesliga championships, and then they have the one German championship from 1932 that they've had to make it 29 career Bundesliga / German championships for FC Bayern München. What a great season this was. There were some ups and downs. There's been a debate. Me and another one of my co-hosts from Football Around the Clock debated about this. I contributed to the Bundesliga was stronger this year. I know one of my co-hosts disagrees with me, saying, well, I think it's just more of a mediocre Bayern Munich. But if you really look at the record, Niko Kovac had the third most points of any coach that has ever managed Bayern München. Before Heynckes in 2012 and then Guardiola from 2014 through 2016. No Bayern Munich team has ever got more than like 65 points a season. And so both of them were up in the 80s. For points, but Niko Kovac finished with 78 points. I don't think people kind of realize that. That's the third most behind Guardiola and Heynckes out of any manager for the most points. And Kovac's club this year scored more goals than any previous manager, to include Guardiola, who held the record. Bayern Munich scored 88 goals this year, and I don't think it was a mediocre season for Bayern Munich, as a lot of people see it, just because we didn't have 80 plus points in a season. 78 points is nothing to laugh at, and we're only like 5 points off of 83 points, which I think was the last points that Guardiola had. That was one loss and two draws, so that was the Dusseldorf loss, and at the end of the season that was basically the draw against Freiburg and the draw against Nuremberg. Otherwise, it was a fantastic season. Everybody goes through ups and downs. Kovac had his share. But now, this is Kovac's team going forward. If Bayern decides to keep him, which I believe they should give him another year. Let him see what he can do with new personnel and move on from this Guardiola era, which I think is part of the problem. A lot of the older players didn't want to kind of change from the Guardiola, not the system, but from the ideas and somewhat the style of play. And that's what made it hard for Ancelotti. That's what it made it hard for Kovac. And the players didn't like the training style, didn't like the system. And now we can finally, with these retirements and some of these other players transferring, I think Bayern Munich can finally move on from that era and gain a new identity under Niko Kovac, and he can implement the style of play that he won the DFB Pokal with Eintracht Frankfurt, and he can implement his system fully with younger players, new players that will be willing to adapt, and see what we can do in the forthcoming years in not just the Bundesliga, but in Europe also. And that's one of the big points where Niko Kovac has to prove himself, is in Europe, that he can compete against the big boys. That was really the biggest negative this season, was being knocked out by Liverpool in the round of 16. But what a wonderful end to the season, hoisting the Schale after a 5-1 victory against Eintracht Frankfurt. And watching Robin, watching Ribery, watching Rafinha, and what a touching moment where Neuer was received the Schale, the Bundesliga Schale, and he turned it right over to Rafinha. So Rafinha, Robin, and Ribery were all holding it to lift it at the same time. The three wonderful outgoing players. What a wonderful moment. And then the celebrations to follow. Then the celebrations in the beer garden afterwards. And then here in the upcoming days will be the celebration at the Marienplatz in downtown Munich. What a wonderful time for this organization and for these players to be sent off. But there's work still to be done. This coming week, they have the DFB Pokal final versus RB Leipzig, who these two teams are becoming big rivals, and this could end up being the Klassiker in the future, depending on how Dortmund handles themselves in the next few years and how Nagelsmann does this club here in the future with RB Leipzig as he takes over this coming summer for RB Leipzig. So there's still business to be had to win, Kovac to win his second trophy this season, and we'll see how this goes. But what a wonderful weekend. I'm so proud of this club and how they got through adversity and all the injuries that they had this season. Out of this game, I think the only negative I could probably say is when Goretzka was injured late in the first half, that Kovac brought in Sanchez. I know he scored a goal in this game, but I think personally, I would have brought in Rafinha. I would have put him at the right back position, and I would have moved Kimmich to the defensive midfield position to give Rafinha his last opportunity to play in a Bayern Munich game. So we'll see. He might have one more to go. Hopefully, he'll be able to come in during the DFB Pokal or maybe even start in the place of Kimmich, since we've just learned that Leon Goretzka will not be playing in the DFB Pokal due to a muscle injury that he suffered during the Frankfurt game. So maybe Kimmich can move to that defensive midfield position and they can start Rafinha in that right back position. Or maybe he can come off the bench in the second half. We will have to see. Hopefully he will get some playing time to send him off the way it should be in his career at Bayern München. And we wish him all the luck in his endeavors if he's going back to Brazil, like the rumors say, or whatever his career holds for him. But looking forward, another trophy coming up in Berlin in the Olympic Stadium against RB Leipzig. I think this is going to be another tough match. This time I'm predicting a 3-1 victory. I don't think it's going to be as close as the 0-0 draw a few weeks ago. I think Bayern's flying high. They weren't on all cylinders. I know Leipzig, they had a draw against Bayern Munich and then a loss at the end of the season. So maybe they're looking ahead. I don't know. But I think it's going to be a tough game. But I think Bayern is going to come out on top and hoist their second trophy this season to finish with a double. With the likes of Poulsen and the likes of Timo Werner, I think it should be very good. I'm not sure if Neuer is going to be starting goal. They said he's training this week, not having playing time. We'll see if he's going to start or maybe if he's going to come in the second half, which is kind of rare for goalies to be subbed out, but we'll have to see when that happens. This should be a feisty game. This should be a hard-fought game. These two teams in the last few years have become not to like one another. So I believe that this is going to be just like the last game, kind of a rough, chippy, lot of pushing, a lot of shoving, a lot of hard-fought tackles. So the Bayern Munich is more of a finesse style team, where RB Leipzig is more of a chippy team, if you want to call them that. They like to rough it up. They like to push you off the ball. They like to play more of a rougher style and a harder style. And that's what makes this rivalry so intense. Because even though Bayern Munich is more finesse, they can put it up against you also when they have to and play a rougher style. They don't want to, but they're capable with the kind of players that they have on their team. And it should be a wonderful final this coming Saturday in the Olympic Stadium in Berlin. And I'm looking forward to this. Again, Leon Goretzka won't be there, but they said James Rodriguez is fit, and so he could play in his last game at Bayern Munich, since he just notified management this week that he will not be signing with them. since his loan, 2 year loan is over with, Bayern Munich wanted to sign him, but he, due to lack of playing time, he decided not to sign with Bayern Munich, and he will be going back to Real Madrid at the end of the season. And then again, Manuel Neuer, he's in training again. I suspect that he, even though he hasn't had playing time, that he will be the starting keeper in this game. And coming back from injury, being out for a few weeks, hopefully he'll be on point, because against this RB Leipzig team, they do have the ability to score at will. And our defense is going to have to be a little more chippy. They're going to have to be a little more on the ball than they were in the last time, 2 weeks ago when we met. Leipzig had many chances. Our defense got beat from playing up so high that I think they should play a little bit back more and a little bit more defense. But obviously we know that's not really Bayern's style of play. The defense is more wrapped into the offense. They play a higher style. They play a high press. And that bodes well for the opposing team for counterattacking. As we all know, Bayern's susceptible for counterattacking with the style of play that they have. Again, no system is perfect. Every system has a strength. Every system has a weakness. And the weakness of this system is a high press means susceptible to counters, and the opposing team will get shots off. That's why you need a good keeper like Emmanuel Neuer in the net for those times when the defense just can't keep up with the forwards of the opposing club. So this should be a great event. Bayern Munich is wanting revenge for last year's defeat to Frankfurt in the DFB Pokal at the hands of their coach Niko Kovac, now at the helm of Bayern Munich. So we'll see if his DFB Pokal magic can return and see if we can take this victory against RB Leipzig this coming Saturday. So this should be a wonderful, exciting end to the season. Hopefully Bayern Munich will be able to hoist their second trophy and finish completing the double, and then look forward to next season going for the triple. We have some key players coming in next year with Pavard and Hernandez and Arp. Wonderful defenders to shore up our defense. And now there was rumors this week that Bayern Munich is going after Sané from Manchester City. And I am all for that. What a wonderful player. He wants to leave Man City due to playing time, and he's interested in coming to Bayern Munich. So I hope this is a signing that Bayern Munich is going to be able to make, because what a great addition he would be. The only thing is he wants playing time. So what do you do with Gnabry? What do you do with Coman? Because he is a winger also. Is one of them going to be relegated to the bench, or are they going to be a rotation policy, or are we going to have to transfer one of them? This will be interesting transfer season coming up, so we'll have to see what's going on there. We're also looking at a couple other midfields. Akuru from Galatasaray, who's actually there on loan from Everton, is another player Bayern is interested in this week that we were looking at. Max Kruse decided he will not stay at Bremen, and Bayern Munich said they are interested in him as depth. However, as an older player, Roma is also interested in him, and I think he could end up possibly being a starter at Roma. So I don't really see Max Kruse finishing his career at Bayern Munich, but you never know with the Bavarians and dangling that money out there to entice him to come. And even if he's going to be relegated to the bench as a backup for Lewandowski, we will have to see. But if I was Max Kruse personally, I think I would go somewhere where I could be a starter, specifically in the twilight of his career, being in his starting to be in his mid-30s, that he will only have a few years left in his career. So what a wonderful send-off. Looking forward to transfers coming up here in the future. Looking to hoist another trophy. I'm excited about this coming season. There's still question marks, specifically, not just players, but specifically around Niko Kovac. Is he going to stay, or is Bayern Munich going to look elsewhere? I think, especially if he wins the DFB Pokal, I think Kovac should stay at least one more season. I know this was somewhat of a turmoil season, according to most people, but I disagree. Niko Kovac was the third highest points coach in the history of Bayern Munich, with Bayern Munich finishing 78 points this season. And then they scored the most goals, beating Guardiola's record. Bayern Munich scored 88 goals this season. So with all the so-called turmoil and him on the hot seat because he had a couple losing streaks, they still finished 78 points, which is third most all of coaches, and they scored more goals than any other Bayern Munich team in the history. How can you get rid of a coach that has done that? Yes, their only weakness was losing to Liverpool in the round of 16, which is somewhat unacceptable. I expect Bayern, the only acceptability is at least the semifinals in the Champions League, if not the final. Obviously, as Bayern Munich fans, we want to hoist trophies. So the Champions League final is the goal. So he has to do better in Europe. I think that is what's going to determine if he keeps his job or not next season. But I'm pretty confident that Niko Kovac will be the manager of Bayern Munich for the 2019-2020 season. And he will have to prove himself over again, starting. He'll be on the hot seat again. And I think it all is going to come down to is the Champions League. If he has success, I think he'll stay. If he gets knocked out early again, I think it's over, and I think Kovac will not be the manager after next season if he does not produce in the Champions League. So we will have to see. The other thing is with these retirements of Robin, Ribery, Rafinha, and possibly Boateng leaving. James Rodriguez stated he does not want to stay and he will not sign with Bayern Munich. So it looks like he'll be going back at the end of his loan deal to Real Madrid and where he goes from there. But we're finally going to move on from the Guardiola era. And I've heard Lewandowski and I've heard Kimmich in interviews saying that Guardiola still has a stamp on this club. And I think that's why Ancelotti and now Niko Kovac are having issues with players stating they don't like their training style, they don't like their system. And it's because some of these older players didn't really want to change from the Guardiola era, and that was holding them back. So now that these senior players are finally leaving, I believe it is time to finally put the Guardiola era behind us. And Niko Kovac can implement his style, his system that he used at Eintracht Frankfurt, and his system that he used with the Croatian national team to be able to finally bring in the players he wants, implement his system and his style 100%. And then it will be determined whether he will have success at Bayern Munich or not. So we will have to see what happens this summer. We will. With transfers and with Niko Kovac, but I have a feeling he's going to be staying, and I think he's going to be the manager next year. And again, I think it'll be winning trophies, specifically the Champions League. How far he gets will determine if he keeps his position after next season. So, this will be a great end of the season. We have transfer season coming up, and jobs are on the line. Coaches' jobs are on the line. We have one more trophy to win this coming weekend against RB Leipzig in the DFB Pokal final in the Olympic Stadium in Berlin. It should be an exciting match. I am predicting a Bayern Munich win, but I think it will be a hard-fought win. And what a wonderful send-off for Ribery, Robin, and Rafinha to possibly score some more goals in their wonderful elite careers that they've had with Bayern Munich. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to a wonderful off-season for transfers this summer, and we'll see how this goes and what this club will look like at the beginning of the 2019-2020 season. Well, that's it for this week's episode of Bayern Moment. This is Charles from Football Around the Clock. I hope you enjoyed this segment, and we'll see you next week.